Casting.
Welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Zach, Matt, Jay, and Alana.
Hello.
What's up?
Hi.
I'm the Knight.
And today, we're playing Fortnite, and we're talking Batman the Caped Crusader, episodes 1 and 2, now on Amazon Prime, Hell Corporate.
Not on Disney, or not on HBO.
Not on HBO.
And if you're wondering why I'm laughing about it, just listen to the last episode.
But also, you don't need to bother, because you could just go to HBO and just watch Batman the Animated Series, and it's exactly the same.
Wow!
You're not missing a single goddamn thing!
Wow!
It's unbelievable!
What?
Why is this game not starting?
What's Matt's problem?
Right. It's exactly the same as Batman the Animated Series, Alana.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. It looks...
It's so...
That's not a hot
take. Batman has the same, like... It's the same animation style. It's set in the 1940s again. Like the 1940s aesthetic. He sounds like the Kevin Conroy version.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty disappointed that they're not doing something. They're not taking any risks and trying something even a little bit different.
Or they appreciate what's happening.
No, come on.
Come on now. Come on.
Come on now what? Don't defend this. To defend Bruce Timm and his Batgirl fetish and his cowardice.
How old is Bruce Timm? Do we think he still has influence?
Yeah,
he's the executive producer.
First of all, there were like 5 executive producers, one of whom was Ed Brubaker. I'm like, do they really have that much influence? Did J.J. Abrams really have that much influence?
Ed Brubaker's great. I love him.
I don't think so, is my point. Bruce Timm's probably like 80.
He's not 80. He's not 80.
He might be.
He is older. He's probably in his 60s. He's probably in his 60s at least.
Whoa, you know, mom's gonna hear that. She'd be like, "I'm old."
I said it's not that old, and mom's not.
I thought you said he is that old.
He's not that old.
You know, Bruce Timm is that bitch. He's that old.
you know who's old is me. This
you?
Yeah, this series made me sad. I was like, has Batman changed or have I changed?
Nice.
You know what makes me sad? The fact that I just got into the game. I have the Matt syndrome.
We've all been there. Yep. You've been infected.
What did you do in the first game, but then it fixed itself later. It was better.
Makes me sad.
This is the tale of Captain Jack Sparrow.
Why is it making you sad? It's the one that sucks.
Well, but it's like, but maybe there's people who really like it.
I happen to know one person who likes it.
Is it our one fan?
Yes, it is. Hello, Horace.
Once you get over that, well, I have other issues as well. It's not a
bad. All right, should we just go through it? Let's just go into it, and then we can do our general.
Okay,
opinions
hold on. I bought a treasure map from Captain Jack Sparrow. Should we follow it?
Are you going to the pirate ship?
Yar. Let's do it. Let's do a lot of yar.
Okay.
Oh my god, this game is gonna make me nauseous.
Alright, let's get through it. So episode 1 is called In Treacherous Waters.
I'm dead.
Jay died. Supposed to be looking for the gold. Oh, it's over here.
Jay took a long walk off a short pier.
I didn't even make it to the pier. I didn't even make it to the ship. I landed and immediately went.
What do I do?
Womp womp.
Dig? You dig.
Oh, dig. Oops.
All right, so we start the episode.
I can't get off.
We start the episode with a
penguin. Well, that sounds like a you problem.
Yeah, what else is new? Start with the penguin. She's doing her thing.
She's a girl.
Doing
their song and dance cabaret.
I don't know if it, well, not quite that part, but yeah.
It's pretty close,
you're right.
Performing, having a grand old time.
Careful with that ship in a bottle.
I feel like that's Bruce Timm again. I feel like he loves song and
dance.
A good musical little number.
Yeah, I feel like that is probably pretty accurate. Loves a good dinner theater representation.
So, guys, you know who I noticed made an appearance here is Flass.
Yes, that's right. Detective Flass.
Detective Flass.
I mean, yeah, it just feels like, and we're back to back to the start where Gotham's corrupt and all the policemen suck and Batman can't trust anyone. It's like, Batman, you're one.
Yeah.
Again. There's no risk.
Guys, you like this is the third like look for Flass?
Who's Flass?
He's in Batman Year One.
Why is Harvey Bullock a bad guy in this? Speaking of,
he's always a bad guy, and then he has
his always starts off at He's always kind of shady.
Isn't he even Michael Keaton's partner?
He's even in the Michael Keaton. Eventually, but even in the Michael Keaton ones, he was always kind of like a dick.
He was a dick. He's never been like, he doesn't usually start off like evil, but he's on that borderline cusp. Well, being kind of an asshole, kind of slimy, sometimes a bad guy, but like
sometimes corrupt, sometimes not. But never somebody that Gordon would trust with, you know, anything useful.
Yeah, never clean cut.
Flass is always dirty though. He's not depicted as much. Whoops.
Yeah.
Nice barrel roll.
And then in the Christian Bale movies, he's like a schlub. Flass, that is. And Bullock's not
I don't remember him in the Christian Bale movies.
He's only in Batman Begins, right, Alana?
Harvey Bullock?
Yeah. No, Flass.
Flass? I don't even remember who this person is.
That's me.
Flass.
Get in, Zach. The zone's too hot.
Clearly, my Batman knowledge has leaked out of my head.
It's all right. Don't worry about it.
I thought you might know because you love Batman. Batman Begins.
It's been replaced by Pokemon, I think.
Replaced by Pokemon?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Pokemon? You know, I'm okay with that.
I was just trying to think of some random interest I'm into more than Batman these days. Pokemon.
Hell yeah! I'm okay with this.
Came to mind. Amongst other things.
So we have a classic goon takedown. Batman in the warehouse. He takes down Rupert Thorne's goons.
Yeah.
And then it explodes. Oh my god. What's going
on? Oh my god. I have.
And so then it explodes. He looks around. What else? Oh yeah, there's the explosion. Alfred's fat.
he calls him Pennyworth.
Yeah, Pennyworth. Yeah. Like, he's constantly called rude. Something different. Like,
that's the thing you change, frickin' Pennyworth?
Yeah, like, and it's like not just like one time. Like, I kept getting confused because I was like, all right, he just called him Pennyworth. He just called him, oh my god, how many names does he have for him?
Shit.
All right, I'm on it.
All right, so Alfred's fat. All right, and then once again, we got somebody coming in, Zach. Oh my god, there's a gang war. We might have a full-blown gang war. Another thing we've never heard of in Batman before. You know?
Speaking of... Yeah, why was Alfred fat, though? Should we talk about this some more?
Too many crumpets.
That's Alfred fat?
Yeah, too many croissants.
He probably was fat in, like, the original something or other. You know,
I feel like that's not the case.
Yeah.
I don't remember him ever being fat.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think it means anything.
Is Jay alive?
No.
No, everybody's dead.
Everyone's dead?
You guys like how they call him Pennyworth? Did we already talk about that?
Yeah.
We did. We didn't like it. Why is he so mean?
Well, no, it's like in the 40s you maintain that distance.
It's not really the 40s though, it's just the 40s aesthetic. Honestly.
This is the best day of my life. I wish I had that ghost ship.
You're like,
peace out of here.
You're like Captain Spears. Ask them. All right. So there's a possible gang war. Okay. Here's the change. Barbara's a public defender and she's black.
That's not new.
That's not new at all.
It is new. What are you talking about?
It's from the Batman movie that they.
Other than the Lego movie. Other than the Lego movie.
No. The Batgirl movie.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist. It never came out.
It's real.
It's still a thing.
I didn't know she was black in the Batgirl movie.
One day it'll be released.
And Commissioner Gordon's black. Was he black in the Batgirl movie too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
That checks out.
It's a good scene with Harvey Dent where he's like being all skeezy. And again, you have to wait for Harvey Dent to become Two-Face.
We all know he's going to become Two-Face.
Do we have to? I want in this one that Harvey never does. And he's just skeezy the whole entire time.
I hate to disappoint you.
I still watch it.
Goddamn it!
I was just looking to see how many episodes there were. Oh, and there's one where he's the Two-Face in the thumbnail.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Alon, did you see Batman versus Two-Face, the Adam West animated movie?
No.
Oh,
you have to watch it. It's a must watch.
It was must great. Watch.
It was great.
It was great.
It was great. I loved it, Zach. Back me up.
Remember, like, in the original Adam West one more.
But I really enjoyed the Two-Face one.
Good.
All right, so he questions the fire inspector by dangling him in front of a train.
Just like he always does.
Just like he always does. And it's like, is this show designed for like people who have never watched Batman before?
Probably.
I think it's just, it's doing the nostalgic stuff.
Yeah, but
it's like we can mix it up a little bit, like Batman Beyond.
All right, so what, instead of dangling him, what is he going to do? Like tickle him?
Rip off his fingernail?
Tickle him?
I don't know.
Threaten him.
Put him in a leather outfit and let someone stomp on his nuts? I don't
know. Yeah, now you're talking. Have Alfred stomp on his nuts while wearing a, you know.
While serving him tea and crumpets.
Pennyworth.
Yeah. I don't know. Just not something that's exactly the same as it always is. So then we go to the Iceberg Lounge. The Penguin is female and she sings and she's horny for Flass.
Yep. This is the part with Flass. Like I mentioned.
She's like, hello, boys. And then Bullock hits on her and she's like, no thanks, Bullock. You're gross. That was kind of funny.
Poor Bullock.
She's not willing to go that far to support the boys in blue in Gotham City.
I mean, do
they, it's a thin like, blue line. It's not. I can't even finish it. Jay. It made me feel bad.
Well done, Jay. Well done. You're sunk to my level finally. That's awesome. And she is hosting a party on board the cruise ship, the Iceberg Lounge cruise ship for the cops.
Mm-hmm.
For the cops.
Yeah, for Gotham's finest. Yeah, and she's apparently skimming. That's not really super relevant to the plot, but she's taking some off the top.
Just another example of what a crook she is. And her name's Oswaldo, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Thorne goes up to the he walks up to the Penguin and he says, I got a source from someone in your organization. They told me, you know, where the stuff was. It was one of your sons, and she immediately completely believes him.
Yeah.
And the point where she's willing to kill one.
Right.
Yeah.
Too stupid to be a crook.
Alon, did you notice the voice of the son who lives?
The son who lived? No.
The boy who lives?
I'll give you a hint. It's somebody from Lower Decks.
So the guy who is Jack.
It's Paul Scheer.
Oh. Paul Scheer isn't a lot more than just Lower Decks.
I know, but that's where you would know him from.
He was in Twisters.
Oh, man, good for him.
Yeah, and an extremely bit part, but it was a very memorable bit part.
That's Paul Scheer for you.
Yeah.
So this is another thing that I didn't like about, so she has these two sons, and I'm like, okay, that's interesting and different, but also interesting, right? Like, the Penguin doesn't normally have kids. What are they going to do with this? Is she going to have to,
kills one.
Yeah, is there going to be, like, hilarity where she's, like, trying to run a criminal empire? And she has to like manage her stupid sons. Can't do anything.
Yeah.
But instead she kills one and the other one goes on the run. And that's pretty much the end of that.
Yeah.
I also wanted to mention one of my favorite parts. I think my favorite part of these two episodes is, you know, Batman narrowly avoids getting caught. And the way he avoids is by jumping in the water.
Yeah.
Like, to do this.
Inside the yacht.
Yeah, but then he comes swimming back up and he says to Barbara, what does he say?
It's not a party unless someone falls off the yacht.
It's not a yacht party unless someone goes in the water or something.
Or goes overboard or something like that.
It doesn't even react. Not even like a bit
more. Yeah.
No, but that's the best part. The best part is when he says it to the two floozies like 2 seconds later and then they laugh.
Yeah, that was good.
Who among us hasn't done that? Where you think you have a funny joke and then nobody laughs so you try it again on a different audience?
Yeah.
Is that just me?
So why does this pool of water connect outside the yacht?
So they can dump.
It's like It's like a smuggling thing, right?
Oh, wait, so they can throw dead bodies also?
Yes, yeah. Or whatever. Whatever they want to throw.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, crap. I lost my gun.
We're under attack by possibly bots.
So one son dies. The other one runs. He calls Barbara. He's like, please, you got it. Paul Scherer says, please, you got to help me. My mom's crazy.
And your dad's the only cop who ain't crooked in the whole Gotham City.
Oh, no. The Batmobile lost a wheel. Did it.
Yeah, Batman.
Hello?
Yeah. What did you guys think of the Batmobile? It even looked like the one from the animated series.
I don't like the Batmobile.
I didn't really notice it.
That was the one good line, is where she says he's got a cool car. Or he's got a nice car.
I also like that he does a hit and run.
Oh, yeah. When he rescues them.
Yeah, what a hero.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's the car chase. Classic 1940s car chase. Batman rescues them.
Rescues them by murdering the fuck out of them.
Just gives them a little love tap. I didn't have a problem with it. Yeah, so this Batman's not even like, he's not even like the brutal kind, you know? It's like the same old,
Same old thing, exactly.
What's this ship in a bottle?
Try it.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, but don't use it to escape a fight.
Okay.
All right, let's go, boys. Do you guys have a car?
Nope. Looks like
let's go, girls. Da, da, da.
Yeah. Anyways, then we get the big reveal that the way the Penguin operates is because she's a giant missile launcher.
That's a giant can.
On the cruise ship, yeah.
And just shoots missiles at things, which I find hilarious.
Yeah, so you could shoot it at anybody. Yeah, and he's spilling his guts. And Batman has a submarine, which I appreciated.
Do you guys see the Easter egg? Well, it's not really, I guess it's not exactly an Easter egg. It's kind of hard to miss. This suitcase skeleton at that one part.
Say what?
What? You so say what?
There's a shot where he is in the bat sub, and he goes by a suitcase on the bottom of the ocean with the skeleton in it. So it's supposed to be like the sun. The kid.
I think I missed that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you pretty much know what happened to him, but yeah.
I guess he decomposed quickly.
The Maestro is decomposing.
So then there's a fight on the Iceberg Lounge, and I noticed Batman won't hit a girl. He just flips the Penguin around a lot until he wins.
Oh.
I was wondering.
What a misogynist. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty good fight, though.
Do you guys like the 1940s costume with the big ears?
I like that it was different. It was the only thing that was different.
Mm.
So, I like that.
I mean, the color scheme was slightly different.
I mean, yeah, there's
it was more tan.
There's some differences, but not.
Do you want to grab that car? And then there's a good fight. The police HQ is going to get blown up, so Barbara evacuates everybody, and then it does get blown up. Batman fails.
Yeah.
He fails to stop him.
And it turns out Penguin actually helped Rupert Thorne, as it turns out.
Get out, Alana.
Did you guys say that the missile launcher was a giant umbrella?
No, I didn't see that.
No, I did not notice that. They got me.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
That's funny. I didn't notice that. And the police HQ gets blown to hell, and then Batman at the end says, I defeated the Penguin in one swift stroke in the space of one 20-minute episode, but now Rupert Thorne's taking over the parts that she had, so I really lost. Nah.
And I will never fail again.
Never.
It's kind of a classic. Kind of a classic Batman ending, you know?
Yeah, in some ways. I also, you guys notice this Batman, like, doesn't talk?
Yes, like, he only says one thing in the two episodes.
Yeah. Right? Spoiler alert, we're talking about two episodes today.
I don't know about that.
Alana already did it. Alana spoiled everything.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's how the Batman in animated series started, too. It's like he tried to talk as little as possible, and then by the end, he was Chatty Cathy.
A good, stoic Batman.
Yeah.
Just the way we like him.
He doesn't converse with his enemies, he punches them.
Yeah. Or hits them with a car and kills them.
It's So that's Ben Affleck.
So what did you guys think of episode one? I thought it was very by the numbers.
Yes.
It was, but I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, yeah, like we talked about it. I don't know who this is geared for.
Me neither. I guess it's like, there must always be a Batman in cartoon.
Yeah, is that so they can keep the IP?
Oh, or maybe.
Or it's like people always like Batman, so.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I mean, it hit all the marks it normally does. It is, like you said, it was pretty safe. It was
very safe.
I mean, I like the new Penguin. I wish they did more with it. But overall, I mean, it was fine.
The thing with the suns could have been interesting, like Matt said, but then it wasn't.
Yeah, like I was hoping, like, the little one is not going to be dead. Like, somebody manages to, like, fish him out or something.
Or, like, Batman rescues him.
Yeah.
He's, like, pissed off at his mom and, like, joins the police.
Maybe. Or like, forms their own whatever and maybe becomes Scarecrow because now he's over his fear or some bullshit like that. I don't know. Like, I was hoping that something was going to happen with that. But
something different. But no, it's all the same. Only the names have changed, Oswaldo.
Story stays the same.
No.
And I wish Batman would not keep calling Alfred a different freaking name. It kept confusing me. Because the captions kept saying Alfred, and then all he kept saying different names. I was like, who the fuck is he talking to?
Alfred, I need you.
Pennyford.
Pennyford?
Well, Zach, just take all the weapons, huh?
Next thing you know, he's going to call Alfred, like, I don't know, Buttface or something.
AQ? Yo, AQ. Yeah,
AQ?
Yeah. It's like the Batman Beyond reboot.
AQP, Alfred Q. Pennyworth. All right, episode two?
Yes. Yeah? Yeah,
sure.
Moving on.
All right, so episode two, a woman is dropped off from a date with Bruce Wayne, and she's surprised.
Yeah.
And then we have the opening, and then we cut to police HQ, and it's fully intact. It's not destroyed.
Well,
what the hell?
I don't know if it was police HQ or if it was just a police station.
Yeah.
No, it's supposed to be there.
It says right on it, police HQ, I think.
They rebuilt it really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's your indicator that they don't care that much about continuity, which is fine. But it was just kind of funny that in the space.
Maybe they were filmed out of order.
Oh, I'm dead.
We get Detective Montoya, who looks like she's put on a couple. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, she's a little... Maybe Bruce Timm has, like, replaced his Batgirl fetish for, like, a thick woman fetish.
No, I think they're just trying to be more diverse.
Okay, maybe.
And then we also get Lucius Fox, who's Batman's lawyer. Or
yeah.
Batman's lawyer.
That was a good part. That was a good part where he's getting interviewed or interrogated or whatever. I like that part.
Yeah. Okay. And then,
and again, that could have been an interesting thing, like Bruce Wayne suspect, you know, like kind of like Bruce Wayne wanted, which I know they've done, but not in the animated series. So, yeah.
Oh, bomb. And then we learned that she works with Basil Carlo, not Basil Carlo.
Oh, Basil.
Basil Carlo.
Basil.
Like really in Acolyte.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
There's a Basil and Acolyte?
Yeah, the little furry thing.
The little guy. Little furry guy.
So I do appreciate that this show...
makes snipper sense.
Yeah.
I do appreciate this show has a lot of detecting.
So far.
This episode in particular does.
Mm-hmm.
Batman doesn't really do detecting. He's just like, I'm going to follow Montoya around.
He follows Montoya around. He's like, why should I have to do the work?
Yeah.
There's someone called a detective. Let them do the detective.
Yeah, they can do it.
Yeah. What's in it for me? That was pretty funny.
Yeah, that's great. Do you guys get faked out when Basil is found dead?
Not really.
No, because you know who Basil is.
Yeah, you know he's Clayface from watching Harley Quinn.
That's the problem with the show.
Yeah, pretty much.
Unless they change stuff up.
Which
they could have. They could have, I guess.
Didn't.
How do you know they don't change it yet?
But yeah, I mean, so he is murdered. So that's that is kind of interesting.
Is it?
Yeah, it is, because it's a little bit of a twist.
I guess you're like, oh, did Clayface kill him and take his identity, or
what?
Did
What's going on here?
We like the director who's like, my job is to tell you what to do, and your job is to do it.
He's just saying what they're all thinking.
Yeah.
So Batman chases a hidden hooded figure. Terribly mysterious. Rooftop chase.
That's right.
Ooh la la.
Very exciting.
I feel like the guy has like superpowers.
He has amazing
jumps. Should be in the Olympics.
Parkour skills.
Parkour.
Yeah. And then Harvey Dent is over at the police station doing his weaseling.
He's
like, hey, Detective Montoya, how you doing? You want to vote for me?
You want a pin?
Yeah. You want a button?
Why didn't it say, I believe in Harvey Dent? That's disappointing.
Because that's Nolan. Nolan copyright.
Oh, no, they wouldn't steal that.
No. Same old stuff. There's a scene with the producer, which I kind of liked.
Yeah. Right? You know, the part where the it's producer? Like, where it's Dent and Bruce Wayne.
I need heels.
Episode or a different one, but they look so similar. They look very, very similar. Right.
Oh yeah, that's true. No, it's and the part where the producer's like, he's like, my leading lady is missing, and my heavy is dead.
Yeah,
you know, everything's going wrong for me. Life sucks.
Yeah, I'm a real victim here.
Yeah, and then he gets murdered by the same mysterious figure. Who could it be? Who could it possibly be?
Batman.
Batman. Yeah.
It's Pennyworth.
I know, you're just waiting for them to discover that it is, in fact, Basil Carlo, because you know Basil Carlo is Clayface. Yeah.
We learned his tragic backstory, which was kind of interesting. I didn't remember a lot of the Clayface origin story, like in terms of his emotional stuff. So I thought that was pretty good.
He's like, I'm a villain now. I play the villain part.
Well, he's like, I'm talented, but my ugly face only lets me play the villain.
Yeah.
I don't want to be an ugly face, and I want love. I want sweet punani.
Have you guys seen...
Go ahead. Oh, you started. Go ahead.
Have you guys seen The Disaster Artist?
No.
Do you know what it is?
Yes.
It's a movie about the making of The Room. So the beginning is they're in an acting class, and the teacher goes up to Tommy Wiseau, and he's like, I see, you know, like a monster man. he's like, you could be like Dracula or a villain. And Tommy Wiseau was like, what? No, I'm the hero.
And he was.
And...
Or was for it? The everyday man.
But the point is, it makes me wonder, like, if I went to that acting class, what would they put me as? I'm thinking the comedy sidekick.
I'm thinking the Weasley henchman.
Thanks.
Wow. Cold-blooded.
To be fair, they're often one and the same.
Right. And there's two sides of the same coin.
Yeah. Ho-ho-ho-ho! Coin!
The coin. Tell you what, we'll flip. That part was pretty cold-blooded when Harvey Dent's like, tell you what, we flip the coin. I won't pursue the death penalty. I'll just give him 20 to life.
That was great. I like that part.
That was insane. Which was like, you monster.
Again, he could have said, I make my own luck, but no. It was a good opportunity. They blew it.
Zach, you want pandering?
Yes. Pander to me.
Zach always wants the pandering.
I love to be pandered to.
Pandered to me.
That's right. Okay, so there's a part where he says, I'm growing into the revenge role, which I liked. And then we have a Joss Whedon moment, which I did not like.
What does that mean?
So the part where he's the villain monologuing, And then Yvonne criticizes his acting.
Yeah, he's like that either.
Much, but she's like literally about to die.
Yeah.
It was it was a little quippy.
Yeah, it was Whedon-esque.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, so we get a close escape from the villain and then again from the cops. Right?
Yes. Latoya's like, I've got you, Batman. And then, did you guys like the part where she calls her backup and they're like, we're on our way, and then they just turn
it on? So there's that. That was great. Then there's Montoya telling Commissioner Gordon that you took a big risk on me, sir. I can't let you down. It's like, because she's a woman? Like, are they going to explain what the risk was? Because she's not white? Like,
they promoted her to detective, so she does a bad job of being a detective. It reflects badly on him.
Well, why did those other people ignore her then?
Because
they're corrupt.
Yeah, it's
Bullock and Flash. Yeah.
But they're not corrupt about Basil Carlo. He doesn't. They don't work for him.
But yeah, but why? They're like, why should we help Montoya look good? I think the risk of explanation. Right?
I mean, I feel like corrupt cops also still do their jobs, sort of.
They do, but very poorly.
Yeah.
Why, when they can have donuts?
Yeah.
Now I want fucking donuts.
Yeah. So. Did you guys like the part where Batman finds the bodies? That was kind of cool. If you had never seen a Clayface episode, you could have been like, whoa!
Montoya just interviewed that douchebag's name 2 hours ago.
I mean, that part was actually pretty good, too, the part where he interviews the guy on the bike. It was just kind of well acted, which makes sense because it was Basil Carlo. I don't know. I like the dialogue in that part.
There's someone near me.
It felt like a real conversation, I guess. You know,
like a detective show.
Well, yeah, instead of like Titans, for instance, or the Acolyte.
No point of comparison.
How dare you disparage
Titans? Yeah, the Acolyte. I dare Daemon Targaryen.
Yeah, and then we like the part where Montoya says to Batman over the transmitter, I know you're listening. We're not done, you and me. Batman's like,
Yeah, that was good. Again, it would be better if. You hadn't seen a Batman show before, but still good. I'm hoping that, I don't know, they'll do something different.
Loot Island, let's go.
Let's go.
But yeah, so that's episodes 1 and 2 of the Caped Crusader. I was not impressed.
It was mid. Like, I didn't like hate it. It was like watching the animated series again.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember The Batman?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
It's like that.
The Batman.
Like, yep, it's another Batman animated cartoon.
Andrew was like...
Batman at least did something stuff different.
Yeah, Andrew was like, we should watch Brave and the Bold instead. That one had some pep, some personality.
I agree. Right. Took some risks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I'm glad we're watching it. I'm happy to keep watching it.
Are you? I'm going for the treasure. Oh, look, there's a car coming.
We can always go back to
the Batman. We can get up on top of the Loot Island.
We could do one Batman, one Bad Badge.
It's not everything. What are you shooting at, Alan?
One Batman, one Bad Badge?
Yeah. Bad Man Batch. Batchman.
Batchman. Incoming!
Oh.
Good effort, guys. Good effort.
All right. Question number one. Let's see what we got here. Question number one. Comes to us courtesy of Guru. When was the last time you used a drive-thru?
Drive-thru?
And for what? Yes, a drive-thru.
Like, does getting gas count?
No.
What?
It doesn't count. It's like a drive-through, like drive food.
Drive through it. Drive up to it. You get your gas. You leave. Okay.
Yeah, you drive up to it. You don't drive through it.
You
drive
through it. You guys know darn well that's not what we mean by drive.
You broke me, Alana. You broke me.
So anyway, I would say I don't go to drive-throughs very often. The last time, Naomi and I went to one in Michigan. And it was for, like, salad. I forget. I think we were leaving. We might have been moving back home, back to Connecticut or something.
Really?
Like, that.
Like before your daughter was born?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
You don't have to believe me. It's the truth. I never
all those times you've driven on the New Jersey Turnpike to visit your in-laws, you've never stopped a drive-through.
They don't really have them in the New Jersey.
Well, you know what I mean. Just the drive in general.
Wow.
I mean, does an ATM count?
Yes, it counts.
Drive through ATMs. Yeah,
you actually do drive through.
I think I mean in terms of food. If it doesn't count as food, then I use a bank ATM all the time.
All right.
To get cash.
Cash
in hand. Self-command.
So recently, I went to a drive-thru recently because I was getting medication at a CVS, and they have a drive-thru there. It was kind of fun.
I always feel like those take forever.
It took the same amount of time as actually going in.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it depends on where you're going for it. I did Burger King about a month ago.
Nice. Right. What'd you get?
Yeah.
Burger King. I got a Whopper. I got an Impossible Whopper. I got a Rodeo. I got Jalapeno Poppers and fries.
Did you say a Rodeo?
Yeah.
What's a Rodeo?
Burger with onion rings and barbecue sauce.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I think that's what I got. Maybe that was prior time. I don't remember if they still have them there or not. I can't remember. That's usually my go-to.
That sounds good.
A Rodeo Whopper and an Impossible Whopper were definitely on that menu.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
I think I've thought about this really hard. I think it was a Wendy's.
Yeah, I'm thought really hard, and the answer is Wendy's.
Yeah, and I also had an opportunity, I think, to go to a Dunkin', and I didn't.
And you didn't?
And I just picked up. I just ordered for pickup. I didn't do the drive-through.
Yeah, you had the drive-through opportunity, and it was declined.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Drive-through is kind of tough. I feel like yelling through the thing. It's kind of hard.
Oh, for sure.
You know, you might as well just order on the app and then run in and grab it. It's probably just as easy as the drive-through.
And there's normally deals.
Yeah, and they don't, like, they can't screw up your order because it's printed.
Oh, they can absolutely screw up your order.
I mean, they can, but, like...
Let me tell you, I've had many order screwed up from that. Plus, they have, like, great deals. You can buy for $20. You can buy, like, 10 burgers.
That is a good
deal.
Speaking of good deals, Guru and I went to IHOP this weekend. And with breakfast combos, you have unlimited pancakes.
Why would you? But why? Why do you want that?
Hold on, you didn't just hear me said unlimited pancakes.
They were good, too.
Unlimited diabetes, more like... Ooh.
What? How dare you?
Wow.
Carbs. Worth it.
Yeah, there's not that much sugar in it, is there? And pancakes?
Yeah, but don't carbs spike your insulin, too?
Unlimited syrup, too.
Well, there you go.
Is that what your pancakes, dude?
No, just regular pancakes. They're good, though. Anyway.
Yeah, so what's the breakfast protocol this year, Zach? What are you going to do?
Do the Alana method.
Well, Alana's tweaked the Alana method.
Wow.
We discuss that after.
I want to know now. What's the new Alana method?
So if we do that, like, exercise, Zach, I, like, can't not eat breakfast. Like, it's just, like, torture. So I've been eating, like, Special K.
Yeah, yeah. No, I usually eat, like, a little bit of breakfast, like toast and scrambled eggs.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm probably going to maintain that.
So that is still the Alana method, then?
Toast the most.
I consider it to be, yes.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, question number two.
All right, so question number two comes as courtesy of Zach.
Hello.
Drake or Kendrick?
Ugh.
What?
Drake or Kendrick?
Oh, like, you guys know anything about this. Actually, I would like to hear
I'm
Zach
actually very curious. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope. To me, it's simple.
What? What?
Drake is Jewish.
What?
Yeah, he is.
Zach, do not claim him for the tribe. We don't want him.
I'm sorry, Alana. It's not like a decision. It just
that's how it is with family.
No.
You can't decide.
He's a pedophile, allegedly. Yeah. Don't sue me.
Yeah, alleged. But most likely.
Are you fighting these guys? What's
so anyway,
right
is that yes, is that fighting. Your actual answer about the feud?
Family feud?
What? No, the Drake or Kendrick Lamar feud.
Yeah, I have no idea because I don't follow any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So then why would you even bother to ask?
Because it was Zach's idea. I love Zach, so I try to give him his. I use his questions.
All right, Alana, how about you?
Kendrick.
Oh, okay. I sense that's the right answer.
You sense that's the right answer. Yes, it's there's a little bit of a gap in questioning. That.
Okay.
Where did this question come from?
Oh my god!
It's not things the internet was arguing about. Okay, not any more complicated than that.
Okay, RFK or Donald Trump?
No,
no,
that's not a real argument.
Which one of them is Jewish?
Did you guys hear about the bear?
Yeah, RFK, no spoilers. I'm through season 2.
No, this is real life.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah, yes, of course I heard about that. Spoilers. Yeah, it's I don't know why that guy makes headlines. But
I don't know either.
Do you agree with Kendrick as well?
You agree with Kendrick?
It's the only
Yeah.
The only logical, the only choice.
It's not even logical.
Yeah, it's not a logic thing. It's like a moral thing.
What moral? What's moral? What's morality?
What do you mean? What?
Do you want to support a pedophile?
Yeah, do you want to support a pedophile? An alleged pedophile?
I'm not involved. I don't know anything about anybody. You know, I just hope they work it out. And become friends someday.
We can work it out.
Yeah. I hope these grown men can work it out.
I hope the...
What?
I hope the judicial system works it out.
Yeah, seriously. I don't think they have to work it out.
Are we fighting the boss?
I am. I killed the back turret.
Go, Jay. All right, and question number 3. You guys want one of mine or one of them from the game? I won't be offended either way.
You do one of yours.
The game?
Yeah, the hot seat game.
Oh, I thought you meant like Fortnite. Would you rather Fortnite. Have
kind of
a Flowberry Fizz or a MedMed?
Not a Flintlock pistol.
You guys got this. I'm going to go get ammo.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead, man.
Right. Would you rather life be black and white or a two-dimensional cartoon?
What?
Like, literally, if you're looking around, would you rather be black and white or a two-dimensional cartoon?
Yeah.
Would I prefer to be black or white?
I think I'd rather be black or white.
I'd be black and white, yeah.
Black and white would be pretty cool, actually, don't you think?
Yeah.
Everything would be cooler.
Mysterious.
It would be easier to, like, wear clothing.
So, all right.
I'm
so
out of ammo.
I think everybody said black and white.
SMG.
I guess this will be a short question for the day.
I don't know if I
said,
2D or it was 2D or black and white.
Yeah.
If you're 2D, you'd be like Flat Stanley. You go through the mail.
Yeah, I kind of like 2D mainly just because it reminds me of all the fighting games I played.
What if it was in the cartoon world? Like you could have like cartoon physics. Did that change anything?
I'm okay with 2D.
Well, actually, yeah, dude, I would, because cartoons can live forever.
I don't fucking want to live forever.
Who wants to live forever?
Put me in 2D in a fighting game where I can die.
Okay, you don't die, you just come back, you just reset. Get some quarters in.
Not when freaking scorpion burns you, or
oof,
or Sub-Zero rips your spine out.
Yikes. All right, Zach, do you want to take us out?
Yes, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanting and group up with us next time.
Hey, y'all.
Bye.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you, come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay, listen while they play.